Did anybody go out on Black Friday?
Okay,
my son went out, and he didn't get what he wanted, so he came back home.
我的儿子呢，也是黑色星期五去购物，但是他没有拿到他想要买的。
But personally, I'm not one of those bargain shoppers, so I just sleep in and enjoy myself.
但是呢，我通常都不会特别去，因为这个的特别去买，去找便宜的货，所以我就那天我就在睡觉。
All right, so this morning we're going to be looking in Matthew 25.
我们今天的经文呢是在马太福音25章。
And verses 14 to 30.
14节到30节。
And this is one of the parables that Jesus gave just before the time that he went to the cross.
那这个是一个比喻，那个耶稣呢，在他去上十字架之前给了一个比喻。
So let me read this passage in English, and then we'll have it read in Chinese as well.
Okay,
so Matthew 25, beginning at verse 14. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one who with the 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received the 5 talents brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 talents. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with the 2 talents also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with two talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received the 1 talent came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your talent in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
我们用中文来念一次。天国好比一个家人要到外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家也交给他们。按着个人的才干给他们银子，一个给了5000，一个给了2000，一个给了1000，就往外国去了。 那领5000的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了5000，那里2000的也照样另赚了2000。但那领1000的去掘开地，把主人的银子藏了，埋藏了。过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。那领5000银子的又带了另外5的5000来说：“主啊，你交给我5000银子，请看我又赚了5000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。” 你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派给你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。那里2000的也来说：“主啊，你交给我2000银子，请看我又赚了2000。”主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派给你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。”那里1000的也来说：“主啊，我知道你是忍心的人。” 没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛，我就害怕去把你1000银子埋藏在地里。请看你的原银子在这里。主人回答说：“你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚炼，就当我把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人。到我来的时候，可以连本带利收回，夺过他这1000来，给那有10000的。” 因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
All right, let's pray for that word of God.
我们祷告。
So Father, we pray that the scripture that has just been read will speak to us here this morning. We pray that the words that are given will change our lives, that as we would leave from here later this morning, that our lives will be changed, we will be different people because we've been encountered by the word of God today. And so we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Attitude or ability, that's the title for this morning.
今天所要讲的呢是态度与能力。
And I think back, you know, to so many times where I've seen and heard people sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with a non-believer.
那我常常看到呢我们的在主里面的人呢常常跟未信的人来传福音。
And so many times we will make the statement, Christianity is about a relationship, not a religion.
And 我们常常说呢，我们基督教不是一个宗教，而是跟基督、耶稣基督的关系。
And that is a true statement.
那个是真的。
What the Bible teaches us is about having a relationship with God.
那整本圣经呢，都来教导我们怎么样跟耶稣基督有关系。
And that God loves us.
那神来爱我们。
And has sent Jesus Christ to die for us.
让他的独生子耶稣基督来为我们而死。
And that his death and resurrection allows us to be part of God's family.
那他的重生呢，就把我们全部变成神国的一份子。
And so I don't think we would get much argument here that Christianity is indeed about having a relationship with God.
所以呢，我们在这边是就可以知道说，基督教是一个，就是关于是跟神的关系。
But then when we get away from that context of sharing our faith with a non-believer, we go back into our churches and we begin to practice our faith as a religion.
但是呢，我们传完了福音之后呢，我们回到教会的时候呢，我们反而把这个把这个信仰变成一个宗教了。
We begin to act like many of the other religions in the world.
我们开始呢，就好像跟其他的宗教来做的做法一样。
We do things to try to earn favor with God.
我们常常做事情呢，想要得上帝的奖赏。
And if we fail to measure up, we assume that God is not very happy with us.
那如果我们没有做到呢，我们就会想着觉得说神对我们就并不喜悦了。
And I think it's because of that attitude that we have in treating our faith as a religion, we tend to look at this parable in one certain way.
那就是因为我们常常会有那样子的想法吧。这个基督教变成一个宗教的时候，我们就常常来看这个比喻的时候呢，我们会有不一样的看法。
Maybe many of you have read and studied this, and you've taken it that way. I know that I have preached it this way.
那你们之前在我们在看的这在读这段比喻的时候呢，我们会常常有一种想法。我曾经也有那个想法。
And that is that the first two servants, because they went and they doubled the talents that were given to them, that they somehow earned greater favor with the master.
那就是呢，前面那两个仆人呢。把他所得的呢赚了加倍，所以呢他就从主人那边呢得到了更多的奖赏。
And it is true that God is pleased when we do things well.
那虽然说呢神在我们做好的时候呢是很喜悦很高兴的。
When the students come up here and they lead worship and they do that well, you know, God is pleased.
那就像我们年轻人来带领敬拜的时候呢，他们做得好的时候呢，神会很喜悦。
When any of you are in your families and you are leading your families to know God more, you know, God is pleased with that.
那就像你们呢，在跟你们家人的时候呢，让你们家人能够来更认识主，这个神也很喜悦。
But see, I think we have to be careful in understanding how that works.
但是呢，我们要小心。
God is pleased because He sees us doing things that give Him glory.
那我们要小心的是呢，就是说。神是喜悦的，是因为我们做的这些事情呢，是要给神荣耀的。
But in doing that, that doesn't make God like us more.
但是呢，我们做的那些事情呢，并不代表神会更加的爱我们。
God simply loves us.
神就只是爱着我们。
And his love is perfect.
他的爱是完美无瑕的。
And it doesn't make sense for us to strive to do something to make God love us even more than what is already perfect.
所以呢，我们常常想要用做事情来让他让神更爱我们呢，这没有道理的，因为神给我们的爱是本来就是完美的。
So I'd like us to consider another angle on this parable here this morning.
所以呢，我们就想呢，从另外一个角度来看这个比喻。
And that is that attitude is it means more to God than ability.
就是说呢，我们来看用这个角度，就是说态度比能力对神来说更重要。
Our relationship with God and the way we look at God and relate to God is much more important to Him than what we are able to do.
所以呢，我们对神的态度呢，比我们做为神做什么更重要。
So I want us to take a look at the characters in this parable and to see how that comes out.
所以呢，我们就来看一看这个比喻。
Or let's take a look at the first two servants.
那我们来先看看那前面的两个仆人。
Now these two men, they have some things in common.
那他们这两个仆人有个共通点。
They took the talents that had been given to them by the master, and they put that money to work.
And 他们就使用他们从主人那边拿到的银子呢，去赚更多的钱。
Now we're not given all of the information. We don't know if they invested it or if they went on and used the money in some other ways. But it says that they put the money to work.
我们不知道他们到底是怎么样赚得这个双倍的钱。
And then as a result of their work, it says that each one of them doubled the amount that the master had given to them.
虽然不知道他们怎么做的，他们最终就是他们拿到了钱呢，他们能够赚到双倍的钱。
And when the master returns from the journey and he settles accounts with the servants,
所以呢，等到主人回来的时候呢，来跟他们来算账的时候。
He commends the first two servants by saying that they are declaring them to be good and faithful.
所以呢，让那个主人呢，就让前面那两个人，你是用忠心又良善的仆人。
And then they are even promoted.
对，那也给他们的奖赏或者给他们奖励。
Because the master says to them, "You've been faithful with a few things. Now I will put you in charge of many other things."
因为主人说呢，你在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把许多的事派给你管理。
And then finally, there's a blessing that comes from the master.
And 最后呢，这个主人呢也给他们有很多的从那边给他们祝福。
He says, "Come and share your master's happiness."
所以呢，那主人就说你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And see again, we might think this is something where these two servants are earning their master's favor.
所以我们就可以想到说，这好像这两个仆人呢，是来赚取这个主人的奖赏。
And that it's all about ability.
And 这个就是让我们就想到说，这两个仆人可能比较有能力。
That they were wise enough, they were prudent enough in order to invest the money and to double what the master had given to them.
好像这两个仆人呢，其实很聪明，他们知道怎么样来。赚这个多赚这些钱。
Now many of you in your workplace, I'm sure you do your work well.
那你们在工作职场上的，我相信你对在这个职场你对你的工作很胜任。
And it wouldn't surprise me if there might be some of you in here who maybe have been commended for the work you have done.
对，我们在我们当中呢，可能也因为我们工作表现良好呢，而得到升迁。
Those of you who are students, maybe you have done well in school.
我们当中做学生的呢，我想可能在你们在学业上也做得很好。
And if you have a typical Chinese home, then maybe your parents display all those academic awards where people can see them.
如果是我们很这个我们中国人家里面常常就是看到说那个墙上我们贴了很多的奖状。
I saw a video one time of a family's home.And instead of having athletic awards above the fireplace, they had all the academic achievements in front of the fireplace where anybody who came to visit the home could see how well the children had done.
那我曾经看过一个录像是说他们这个家里面呢在火炉上面摆满了各式各样学术上的奖状。
And see, maybe in the workplace, your managers or your bosses will commend you. Maybe in the schools, you will get awards for what you have done.
所以呢, 不管你在职场上或在学校上呢, 你为了你的所做的行为呢, 得到奖赏。
But now, what if you go to work tomorrow and you're recognized for something you have done well, and your boss says to you, come and share your master's happiness?
但是呢, 你们可以想象说, 你明天去做, 上班的时候呢, 虽然你做得很好, 但是你可以想象说你的, 老, 上司来说, 进来享受你上司的快乐。
What if your teacher or principal in school tomorrow says, come and share in your teacher's happiness?
或者呢, 你到了学校以后呢, 给你的教师来说, 进来享受你教师的快乐。
You probably scratch your head and what is that?
你可能就想不通到底是发生什么事情了。
Because see, in the workplace, when we're commended for things, it's because of our ability.
就是因为呢, 我们在职场上呢, 我们如果有, 有被奖赏到呢, 通常都是因为我们的能力。
When the master here says, come and share your master's happiness, it goes beyond just ability.
但是呢, 我们在这经节上面呢, 我看到的呢, 他是说, 这个主人说, 你来享受你主人的快乐呢, 是不只是, 在能力上面说的。
This master is saying, come and share in my joy.
这个, 这上面说呢, 这个主人在说, 你来享受你主人的快乐。
Come and share in my abundance.
是来享受我的丰盛。
Come and be a part of all that I am.
就在, 就进来享受我所有的。
It's something more than just a ability of a worker serving the manager.
这个就是已经超过是一个, 仆人来, 来, 来设主人的。
And so what is it about the character of these two servants?
所以呢, 我们来看看这两个, 仆人, 他们有什么样的特点, 有什么样的, 能力, 特点。
First of all, both of them acted promptly.
所以这两个人呢, 马上就去做的事情。
When they were given the talents, they put it to work right away.
所以他们拿到银子的时候呢, 他们马上就去做事。And
when they did that, they acted with wisdom.
所以他们用他们的智慧来做事。
They didn't take crazy risk with the money.
所以呢,他们没有做很多危险的事情。
They acted with wisdom in putting the money to work.
所以呢,他们用他们有的智慧来赚那些更多的钱。
I'm reading a book right now that analyzes business companies from the last, I think it's the last 40 years.
我现在在读一本书呢, 他们是来看说这个过去40年以来, 他们是来分析这些公司。
And the author, when he did the research, he thought that the companies that would perform the best would be ones that would be bold.
那一开始那个作者呢, 可能会想到说这些良好的公司呢, 可能这些公司做事有魄力。
That these would be companies that would take risk.
可能呢, 是这些公司呢, 有时候需要, 拿到那个用险招的时候呢, 他们会去用。
And they would do things that other companies would just never think of doing.
或者呢, 他们会做一些, 他们其他的, 他们的竞争者从来没有想过的事情。
But when he did his research, he found just the opposite.
但是呢, 他们为了做这本书呢, 去做了研究之后呢, 他发现正好相反。
That the companies who did well actually did take some risk.
那, 这些良好的公司呢, 有时候是会, 是用险招, 有时候。
But when they did that, they carefully measured the factors.
但是呢, 他们在做的时候呢, 他们会考量得很周到。
And then they were very disciplined in the way that they did their business.
而且呢, 他们在对管理他们自己的资产上面都, 很小心。
They weren't doing things that were wild and crazy.
那他们没有做一些很奇怪的或者是很, 疯狂的事情。
They proceeded with their business with care and with discipline.
And 他们在管理, 他们的, 在营业上的管理是很好的。
And that's just the same attitude that these two servants had here, that they acted with wisdom and discipline in the way that they handled the money.
那这个就跟我们刚刚所看到这两个仆人所做的方法是一样的。
And then they showed that they were trustworthy.
另外呢, 他们就觉得, 这个在经上讲说这两个仆人呢, 是可以很让人很信靠的。
That the master could see the things they had done, and he said, "I will entrust more to you."
像这些主人呢，就相信这两个仆人。
But see again, finally, the most important factor was that they had a relationship with the master.
但是呢，最重要的呢，是这两个仆人呢，跟这个主人是有关系的，他们是认识这个主人的。
They knew him. They respected him.
所以呢，这两个仆人呢，不只认识这个主人，他们也尊敬这个主人。
And because of that relationship with him, that they did their work well.
真的，就是因为这层关系，所以这两个仆人所做的呢，都是做得好的。
Well, let's take a look at the third servant.
那我们来看看那个第三个仆人。
And how did he act differently than the other two?
那他看看，我们来看看他跟前面两个仆人有什么不一样的地方。
So he was given one talent.
那他是给了一千两银子。
And it doesn't say there, but I wonder if there was some bitterness in his heart. You know, why was I only given one talent?
虽然说经上没有说呢，但是这个第三个仆人可能在心里有苦读，说为什么我只拿到一千两银子。
The other servant got five.
那第一个仆人拿了五千。
The second one got two.
那第二个仆人拿了两千。
I only got one.
为什么我只拿到一千？
And I wonder if he was bitter about that.
那我在想说他可能心里为了这个有苦读。
But you know, the second servant was not bitter.
那但是你知道吗？这个第二个仆人呢，心里没有这样的苦读啊。
He could have come out of that meeting and said, "Why did that other guy get five? I only got two."
那第二个仆人可以说，为什么第一个仆人拿了五千，我只拿到两千呢？
But he didn't do that. He put it to work.
但是呢，这个第二个仆人并没有这么做，而且呢，他用了他手上的两千去赚了更多的钱。
And it says that the master gave them the talents according to their ability.
所以呢，这个在经文里面说，这些主人呢，按照他们的能力给他们钱财。
And so he actually did not overwhelm this third servant.
所以呢，他这个主人并没有对第三个仆人有什么不公平的地方。
He gave him something that was within his ability.
所以呢，他让他这一切呢，是在按照他的能力所给的。
But instead of putting the talent to work, it says that he buried it.
那但是呢，他第三个仆人没有把这一千块拿去赚其他的，但是他把它埋藏起来了。
Now, what did he expect to happen by burying the money?
那我不晓得说他到底在想什么。他把这个钱埋在地上，其实没有什么用处。
Does the money do anything when it's buried in the ground?
这些钱财在土里面能够做什么事情吗？
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking.
那我真的不晓得他在想什么。
And then when the master returns, the servant has that attitude of bitterness.
而且呢，等主人回来的时候呢，这个第三个仆人呢是有一些苦读上面的态度，态度上面有苦读。
He complains about the master.
他跟跟这些主人，他跟主人来抱怨。
And in a sense, he even blames the master for his lack of success.
那甚至呢，他责怪他们的主人呢，因为他其实他没有赚到其他的钱。
He says, "It's because you are a hard man. That's why I did that."
他就跟那个主人说，因为你是严厉的、忍心的人。
Now, is it interesting though that the other two servants didn't have that kind of assessment of the master? It was just the third servant who thought that way.
那我们可以看到这个很有趣的地方，就是这第三个仆人呢有这样子的想法，但是前面两个仆人并没有。
And you know, we look at this parable and we understand it to be a picture of God's relationship with us.
所以呢，我们从这个东西可以看到说，我们跟神的关系。
And the master in this parable was a picture of God.
因为在这个比喻上面呢，这个主人就是神。
Have you talked to people in your life?Who have a different view of who God is?
那你们曾经跟任何人来讨论的时候呢，他们对神有不同的看法吗？
You might have a relationship with God where you see Him as the one who has given His Son, Jesus Christ, so that you might have salvation and you might have eternal life.
我们对神的看法就是他爱我们，所以让他的独生爱子为我们来死，所以我们能够得到永生。
Another person will say, God doesn't listen to me.
但是呢，其他人可能会说，神从来没有听我的话，听我的祷告，听我的话。
God doesn't care for me.
或者神从来不关心我。
When I pray, He doesn't answer my prayers.
所以我在祷告的时候呢,
and they have a very different, bitter view of who God is.
所以呢,他在对神的基本心存就是一些,
Now, it's hard for us to tell them that they're wrong in that assessment.
有时候我们也蛮困难的跟他们说你们是错的。
But obviously, they have not taken the time to know God the way that we do.
但是呢,他们其实没有花时间去认识神。
And there's something that has happened in their lives that has tainted their view of God.
所以呢,可能是在他们的经验上面呢,对神有一些偏见。
And so when this third servant exhibits this attitude of bitterness, it shows that he does not know the master very well.
所以呢,等到我们看到这第三个仆人呢,对这个他的主人心存苦毒的时候呢,我们可以看到说他其实并不认识这个主人。
And it says in the end that the third servant is reprimanded and he's thrown out into the darkness.
所以呢,最后讲说这个第三个主 仆人呢,就被处罚,而且被丢到外面的黑暗中。
And so how do we assess the character of the third servant?
所以呢,我们来看看第三个仆人,他到底有什么样的特点。
The master says that he's wicked and lazy.
主人来说呢,他是又懒又恶的。
And as I mentioned earlier, he has a spirit of blame upon him.
而且呢,我们刚刚有提到的是说他
He doesn't want to take responsibility for his actions.
那他对自己的行为呢,并不负责。
That he goes back and blames the master for his failure.
因为呢,他甚至回头去怪那个主人,因为他为他的失败而来责怪主人。
And his fear causes him to back away from a relationship with the master.
因为呢,他对主人呢, 是很害怕,所以他呢,跟这主人并没有关系。
I remember in my youth ministry career that there were some students that came to our group who lacked a relationship with God.
那我曾经在我的服事当中呢,说有年轻人呢,他们并不认识神。
And a lot of times they just couldn't see God the way that other students saw him.
那他们对神的看法呢, 就跟其他的学生不一样。
There was this one young man who showed up at one of our retreats.
那我们在一个退休会的时候呢, 有一个年轻人。
And this is back in the 90s, and he wore a long black trench coat, which made him a little bit scary.
那他进来的时候呢, 是整个全身穿着长风衣, 所以看起来有点可怕。
And we had instructed our counselors at the retreat that you have to talk to every student and find out what kind of relationship they have with Jesus Christ.
那我们对这个退休会的同工来讲说，你必须要跟每一个学生都谈到话，来了解他跟神的关系。
And this young man just did not want to have anything to do with God.
那这个年轻人呢，实在是根本就不想要认识神。
The counselor shared the gospel with him.
那我们的同工呢，来跟他传讲福音。
But he said, no.
但是呢，他根本不想接受。
And then on the last day of the retreat,
那在最后,那个退休会的最后一天,
I did something that if the church found out I did it, they might have fired me.
那我做了一件事情呢, 如果我教会发现了呢, 可能他就不会,他可能解雇我了。
But I sensed that God was giving me permission for this, so I did it.
但是呢,我在想的时候呢, 那个神要让我这么做, 所以我就做了。
We had communion on the last day.
那我们在最后一天的时候有圣餐。
And you know, normally when we do communion, we say it's only for believers.
那我们在领圣餐的时候呢, 我们会通常来跟他们说, 只有在主内的才可以领圣餐。
And I assume that you're a Baptist church, that those who take communion must also be baptized.
那对浸信会来说呢, 领圣餐的呢, 只能够有受洗的人才能领圣餐。
But on that day, I sense God allowing me to open the communion up to everybody.
那但是在那一天的时候呢, 我感觉到神对我说, 这个圣餐是给每一个人的。
And so I said to the students, I don't care if you're a follower of Jesus or not, if you're right now looking for an experience of God, I want you to come up and take the communion.
所以我就对他们那些学生说，我不管你现在是不是已经相信神的主内弟兄姐妹，如果你想要经历神，你就过来领圣餐。
And I can see the students kind of looking around at each other.
那我就可以看到这些学生就东张西望着来，不知道发生什么事情。
And they said, oh, really?
他们就想说，真的吗？
And so they started coming up one by one to take a communion.
所以呢，他们一个一个就上来领圣餐了。
And I waited at to the very end.
所以我等到最后呢。
And I thought everybody had taken the communion.
我以为每一个人都已经拿到圣餐了。
And then this young man in the trench coat came up at the last minute.
那但是呢，我刚刚讲到这个年轻穿长风衣的这个年轻人，最后上来领了圣餐了。
And he took the bread and he took the cup and went back to his seat.
那他就领了饼跟杯就回到他的座位上。
And I instructed everyone about taking the communion, and I said, you know, this is a way that we have to experience the presence of God in our lives.
所以我就开始来教导这个圣餐的意义，这个就是让你们能够经历神。
And then we were done, and we took a little break, and then we ended the retreat.
所以呢，我们就领完了圣餐呢以后呢，我们就再过了一会儿呢，这个整个退休会就结束了。
A few days after the retreat, this young man's counselor was talking to me.
那过了几天以后呢，这个我们这个同工呢是跟这个年轻人有传福音的来过来跟我讲。
And he told me about this young man.
他就跟我来提到了这个年轻人。
He said after he had taken the communion.
And 他说这个年轻人呢，等他领了圣餐之后。
That they went outside during the break.
那他那位同工呢，就跟这个年轻人呢，到外面去走了一下。
And the counselor found this young man sitting on a boulder. A rock.
Oh, okay.And 他们这个同工呢，看到这个年轻人呢，坐在一块大石头上面。
And he was sitting there in his trench coat.
And 还是有跟着他的长风衣呢，坐在这个大石头上面。
And he was shaking.
And 他就在那边一直在抖的，身体在那边抖动着。
啊啊！
那他们就在看到说，这个他的这个年轻人身体一直在发抖。
And the counselor went up to him and said, "Hey, John, are you okay?"
所以呢，这个同工，我们的同工就过去跟他说，你还好吗？
And all he could say was, "He was really there."
And 他就那个年轻人只能讲说，他真的在那里。
I felt him. I knew he was there.
And 这个年轻人说，我感受到了，他真的在那里。
And so after a weekend of being hard-hearted and resistant.
所以呢，就是我们这个退休会已经有一个礼拜了，所以他在这个礼拜里面呢，一直都是能够来拒绝神。
Sitting on that rock, he prayed to give his life to Christ.
所以在那个在大石头上面呢，他就决志祷告了。
But see, there was a lot of bitterness, there's a lot of hardness in him that none of us could penetrate.
所以呢，因为他那时候心里面真的是有太多的苦毒，所以呢，我们不管做什么都没有用。
And he was afraid of God.
And 他其实对神是很害怕的。
He was afraid of what God might do to him.
因为呢，他害怕说神不，他不知道神要对他做什么。
And because of that fear, he lacked the relationship.
就是因为他这个害怕呢，他其实跟神就没有关系。
But see, when God broke through,
但是呢，就神就这样子来突破他。
Then it changed everything about his view of who God was.
那当时神这么做的时候呢，他就整对神的观念就完全改变了。
Now let me give a disclaimer so I don't get in trouble here.
那我想要特别来声明一件事情。
I don't give communion to everybody every time.
那我不是随随便便就给圣餐的。
That was just one time where I sensed that God was allowing us to do that.
那就只有那一次，因为我感觉到神特别跟我讲说你要这么做。
So pastors, you know, please uphold the communion the way that the scriptures tell us to.
你们我们还是按照我们做圣餐的规矩。
Okay, so we've looked at the first two servants. We looked at the third servant. Let's look at the master right now.
所以呢，我们刚刚看到了前面两个仆人跟第三个仆人。我们现在来看那个主人。
So what do we observe about the master?
所以呢，我们从这个主人身上看到了什么东西呢？
He was generous in giving the talents.
其实他对他的钱财呢，这是很慷慨的。
You know, he didn't have to do that.
你知道他其实不需要做这个的。
He was a successful man on his own.
所以，因为他其实呢是一个很成功的人。
He didn't need any help in investing those talents.
其实呢, 他并不需要他那些仆人来帮助他来做这些生意。
He was giving the talents to those three servants to build something into their lives.
那他在用这些钱财呢, 来帮助这些, 他的这些仆人们。
He was also wise.
And 他其实也很有智慧。
Because, as we mentioned earlier, he gave the talents to the men according to their abilities.
因为呢, 他会衡量这些他们这些仆人的能力来给他们的东西。
But I think most importantly, he was empowering.
但是呢, 最重要的呢, 是他能够授权。
He trusted the servants to handle the money.
他相信他们, 他信任他的这些仆人能够来用这些钱。
And he wanted them to have opportunity to handle that and to invest it and to see what they could do with it.
所以呢, 他希望能够让这些仆人有这个机会来使用这些钱, 来赚更多的钱, 来投资。
And so was the master anything at all like the way it was described by the third servant?
所以呢我们来看看这个, 这个主人呢, 既然是这样子的话呢, 好像跟第三个仆人所描述的就好像不太一样了。
And was he a hard man?
他是不是一个很严厉或很忍心的人呢?
Did he harvest where he had not sown?
但是他有没有去, 在, 他还在没有, 没有播种的地方呢, 他也要去收。
Did he gather where he had not scattered seed?
他能够是在其他, 在散的地方, 他也要聚练吗?
You know, we don't have the information. We're not really sure.
我们并不是, 能够很肯定, 因为我们并没有一些很, 在经文上没有特别的说。
You know, maybe there was something in his actions previously that made the third servant think that way.
可能他之前在这个主人所做的呢, 让这个第三个仆人想的他是这个样子。
But again, it's interesting that the first two servants don't see him that way.
但是呢, 我们可以看到说, 前面两个仆人呢, 并没有这么想。
And his actions here in the story do not indicate that.
而且呢, 他在这个, 比喻中的行为呢, 也没有让我们觉得说他是这样子的人。
It shows quite the opposite, that he was willing to give things away to teach and empower the servants.
那相反的呢, 我们看到说在经上描写呢, 这个主人呢, 是他能够相信, 而且信任他的这些仆人, 而且让他们授权给他们仆人。
So what is the point of this parable?
所以呢, 这个比喻到底是在说什么呢?
See, again, I think we look at the parable and oftentimes we say, this is a way that shows Christians how we're supposed to do things to impress God.
所以呢,我们常常会说, 我们看到这个经文的时候, 我们就想说, 诶, 这个是我们基督徒要怎么样做, 我们能够来得到神的, 青睐。
And when we can double an investment, then God will like us more.
那如果呢, 我们能够把我们的钱财, 真给我们钱财, 加倍的话呢, 可能神会对我更, 更喜爱。
But the first two servants were not commended because they were capable.
但是呢, 我们前面的 两个仆人并不是说, 他们, 他们主人, 不是特别说, 你们有那样子的能力。
It says that they were good and faithful.
但是神, 但是那个主人是, 是讲说, 你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
And the third servant was not commended because he was wicked and lazy.
但是第, 而且第三个仆人呢, 他不是因为他有没有做什么, 是因为他又懒又恶。
See, those are all character traits.
这个就是我们的, 我们的特点, 我们的能, 我们的特点。
It speaks more of their attitude than their ability.
这是我们讲到我们的态度，而不是能力。
And when we look at this parable, it's the second of three parables that Jesus gives just before he enters into his suffering and his death and his resurrection.
这是在神, 上十字架之前给的三个比喻中的第二个。
And all those parables are about establishing our relationship with God.
那这三个比喻呢, 都是来特别来教导我们怎么样跟神有关系, 建立关系。
And the point there is that if we're going to be part of this kingdom, then we need to cultivate a close relationship with God.
就是我们如果想要在, 我们在这个神国里面呢, 我们必须要常常的来跟神, 来建立更亲密的关系。
See, if as followers of Jesus Christ, if we're going to pursue after God, then we have to know his heart. We have to know what's important to him.
所以呢，我们要在怎么样来跟神有更亲密的关系呢？我们必须要了解到神的心。
See, many believers today, I think we're living a backwards relationship with God.
我现在常常在想说，很多基督徒呢，跟神的关系呢，是正好相反的。
And maybe this comes from our Chinese and Asian culture.
可能呢，这跟我们的成长背景有关。
Our culture tells us about performing and doing things well.
那我们的文化背景呢，是让我们常常要我们做什么事情呢，都要做到最好的。
Which of course has its good side.
那当然，这并不是说不好。
But when we are so frantic about that, sometimes we miss out.
但是呢，我们太注重那个了。
Again, I remember from my youth pastor days of bringing kids back from retreats and camps.
我就想到说我在我服事当中，我们常常带着年轻人或者是小朋友到我们的这个退休会来。
And I remember pulling into the church parking lot on the way home.
那我就想到说我在回教会的路上就等到我们的停车场的时候。
And we would get off the bus.
那我们就从 bus 上面下来。
And the first thing one of the parents would ask,
and 第一件事情那些父母就会问说
，What did you learn？
那你到底学了什么东西
？And I think the mom and dad expected their kids to have these notebooks, you know, filled with copious writing that they had taken notes on the sermon during the retreat.
可能这些父母就会想到说，这些小朋友们每一个人都有一本很那个笔记本，而且上面抄的密密麻麻的笔记。
And maybe they expected me as the youth pastor to give them a midterm after the retreat.
可能他甚至会觉得说我希望我能够来考试，让他们考考看他们到底学到了什么东西。
I see learning has its place.
但是我们要知道学习是有它的目的。
Studying the word of God is commended in Scripture.
那我们在读神的话语的时候呢，是神要我们所做的。
But it does not take the place of knowing God personally.
但是呢，我们在读神的话语的时候，并不能够替代我们要跟神认识，要有一个关系。
I would have much preferred to hear one of the parents ask their kids, "And so, how did God reveal Himself to you?" or you know something like that.
但是我更希望说，那时候呢，那个父母可以问他们小孩子说，你有没有遇见神？神有没有给你显现什么东西
？See, we live a backwards relationship because we do things.In order to prove ourselves to God,
因为我们常常呢，我们在做事情的时候呢，我们就想要就跟神来证明一些东西。
Instead of loving God first and then doing things well to please God because we love Him,
而不是说我们能够想要跟神有建立这个这样的好这个爱的关系以后呢，让那个我们在做的事情呢，是要去取悦神的那。
I don't know any of the students here. Do you do this with your parents? I remember my kids one time. I think it was my anniversary, and my kids served breakfast to my wife and I.
那你们在做学生在座的学生里面，我不晓得你们有没有做过。就说我那时候在跟我太太结婚周年的时候呢，他们过来帮来做早餐，特别来帮我们做早餐。
And I could tell my kids really tried with this.
And 我可以了解说，他们真正的是想尝试的要去做早餐。
They made the eggs and the bacon.
And 他们是有蛋有熏肉。
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make everybody hungry.
不是要让你想到了就饿。
But they not only put it on the plate, but they arranged it.
那他们不止把它放在盘子上面呢，他们还在上面有摆饰。
I think they've been watching the Food Channel.
甚至他们就要看到这个。做食物的那个在电视上做食物的频道
And so they were making a nice presentation to give to my wife and I on our anniversary.
所以他们甚至在这个盘子啊上面的装饰都特别有下功夫。
Now I seriously doubt if they got up that morning and thought to themselves, if I make a nice breakfast for mom and dad and I make it look nice, that they're going to love us more.
我在想说他们那天早上起来的时候呢，就想说：“哎，我来帮父母来做早餐的时候呢，我们父母亲可能会更爱我。”
They weren't doing it to earn our love or our admiration.
他们并不是做这件事情，所以呢， 去来赢得我对他的的爱。
That was already there.
因为呢，我就已经我很早就我之前就已经爱他们了。
The love and the relationship between my wife and I and our children were already there.
那我跟我太太呢，对我们的小孩子的爱早就已经在那里了。
They wanted to do something well because they wanted to please us.
那他们想要为我们来做一件事情呢，是因为他们想要来看到我们高兴。
So I have a question for you. I have a couple questions for you.
所以呢，我有几个问题想要问你们。
The first one, how do you love God?
第一个呢，你怎么样来爱神？
Now, if you respond by saying things like, I go to church, I read my Bible, and I pray.
如果呢，你的答案是，我去教会啊，我读我的圣经啊，我来祷告啊。
Then you're practicing a religion.
那你就是在做，把这件事情当作是一个宗教来看。
But if your response is something more along the lines of,I spend time with God. I worship Him, whether it's in church or on my own at home. And I love talking with God. Then you're building a relationship with Him.
但是呢，如果说你的答案是，我常常跟神花时间在一起，或者是我常常敬拜他，不管是在教会或在其他的地方，或者呢，我常常跟神通对话。那你就在跟神建立关系了。
Okay, the last question I have for you.
那最后一个问题。
What can you do right now to make God love you more than He already does?
你现在能够做什么能够让神更爱你？虽然说他现在已经很爱你了。
I've asked that question in many different places.
我这个问了同样的问题在很多地方。
And some people will say, well, I'll pray.
那有些人就说，我会。我会祷告。
You mean if you sit there and you pray harder, and maybe you get down on your knees, and maybe you put your hands flat out on the ground, and you demonstrate yourself to God that then He'll love you more?
难道你的想法是说，如果你祷告的更用力啊，甚至这个跪下来，或者是把你的手整个贴在这个地上，你会因为这样来祷告，你会觉得神会更爱你吗？
So people will say, "Well, I'll worship God."
那有些人是说，那我来敬拜神。
Oh, you mean if you stand up in front of God, you raise your hands and you demonstrate how much and how passionately you want to worship God, He's going to look at say, "Hey, yeah, I love Him more, I love her more."
难道你就是能够来站着，人家高举你的双手，这个很热烈的很来敬拜主的时候，那你这样子会觉得说，神就这样看着你，就觉得说，我可能会更爱他吗？
And then finally, some people will do what I used to do.
那或者有些人会说会做一些我以前会做的事情。
They say, "I'll give God more offering."
那或者是说呢，我会奉献更多。
That if I give God more money, then He'll really be happy with me.
或者我奉献的越多呢，神就对我越好了。
But see, the answer to the question is.Nothing.
但是呢，神这个问题的真正的答案是没有，什么东西都没有。
There is nothing you can or have to do right now to make God love you more than He already does.
没有，世界上没有什么事情可以让你能够，或者是会让神更爱你。
God's love is perfect.
神的爱对我们来说是完美的。
It is full,
是丰富的
and it is available to all of us who have a relationship with Him.
是跟我们在每一个跟神有关系的，就是在那里。
And so, as we were encouraged to do earlier this morning, to consider the things that we're thankful for.
所以呢，我们今天早上呢，我们在敬拜的时候，我们开始在想说，神，我们考虑到说，我们要对神有什么样的感恩的地方。
To me, that's at the top of the list.
那对我来说呢，这个就是最重要的了。
I don't have to do anything to prove my love to God.
我不需要去做什么事情去跟神证明说我对他的爱。
That the love of God is fully available to me right now.
但神的爱呢，是丰丰足足的在我的身上。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our Father, we are thankful that your love is abundant. It is full. It is available to us right now.We don't have to do anything to demonstrate our love to you. We don't have to do anything to prove it or to earn it. that because of what Jesus has done on the cross, that your love comes down upon us and fills us and does everything in our lives that is needed, and that it is always there for us, and that you are faithful, and that whatever circumstances we are in, whatever hardships we may face, that the love of God is there, full, available, and present for us. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.